I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors, wishing you a wonderful holiday season.
The way the calendar lines up, we will not have new Free Pods on Christmas or New Year's Day.
But Free Pod will return on January 9th with all the news you've been missing.
Happy holidays, everybody.
This is Becky Connors here with another Tim Beck 2 interview for Free Pod. Today, I'm with my friend LaFrancine Baker, who is involved in so many things throughout our community. We're old friends, and today we're going to talk about Kwanzaa. So, LaFrancine, could you please tell us, what is Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa is a celebration. It's a week-long celebration, and it occurs basically between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. And it was something that was started in 1966 by a man named Malana Ron Karinga, and he started it. He's someone that's an activist and someone that works at California State, so that was the beginning of it.
And what are the principles of Kwanzaa? What does it stand for?
Okay, so there are seven principles of Kwanzaa. The first one is umoja. And that means unity. And that's about striving together, working together, maintaining unity for the family, the community, the nation, for the race. The next one is kujichagulia. That means self-determination. And that is about defining, naming, creating, and it's about speaking up for yourself. Oh. Striving for yourself, looking at some self-awareness and what you do for yourself.
Well, that's great.
Ujima, that means collective work and responsibility. That's about celebrating those who have worked to advance the community. Ujama means cooperative economics. It's talking about looking at the money. What can we do together as a community? What can we do together as a family? How we look at finances, how we look at things with money and economics. Nia, that is a word that means purpose. There are so many people that have named their children Nia now because it's about telling people that they have a purpose. And not only is your purpose just about you, but it's also about building and developing a community. It's about helping people to be restored to the traditional greatness of the people that they've come from in the past. It's about the ancestors and realizing who they were and going forward and us trying to get back to where we've come from. Kuumba, that means creativity. And that's about using your creativeness to enhance the community. There's so many ways and things that people are so creative in. I mean, you look at before people used to talk about cooking, but now it's called culinary arts. And you look at what people do with such a flair. So it's about creativity. How are you creative? Are you creative in the arts? Are you creative in literature? What are you doing with your creativity? And imani, that means faith. And when you're looking at faith, that's like what you have to help move you on in the times that we've lived in and continue to live in, having faith that we will again be able to go and do the things that we need to do to build a community.
Wonderful. And I know that the word Kwanzaa is in Swahili means first fruits, right?
Yes.
Are those other, the principles, are those also Swahili?
Some of them are Swahili, but they're from different languages on the continent or from the continent of Africa.
All right. And I know it's not just celebrated in America.
No, it's celebrated around the world. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about it. And it's just making people really, you know, in the world we live in now, we do a lot, we go a lot, we move a lot. And it's helping to remind us when we were more connected as a community, mm-hmm. as people. And so I think that's very, very important.
That's wonderful.
With Kwanzaa looking at that, yes.
Yes. And how do people celebrate Kwanzaa?
Well, I tell you, it varies. Sometimes people might have a Kwanzaa. I know when I first started celebrating, I would, you know, I'd lit the candle and everything with my my family. But then after a while, as I began to learn more about it, I used to have guests over to my house one night in the evening, friends, we'd celebrate, have food, things like that. But I've also been to a Kwanzaa where we'll do things like, because one night during Kwanzaa, you give a gift that you make, a personal gift that you make, whether you give it to someone specific or someone comes by and they pick it up. So there have been things where you can have a community event, or it can be something as small, like I said before, as intimate at the house. It can just be with you and your family.
Mm-hmm. And I love that idea of the homemade gift, because some of us have lost touch with that. So that's really wonderful. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for telling us and teaching us about Kwanzaa. And we appreciate it. And hopefully more of us will get involved in it. Thank you, LaFrancine.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to be here. And those that can, try and celebrate it. If you read more about it, find out about it, celebrate it. Make sure you get the Kanara, where you light a candle each night during that week. Each candle means something different, but just do it, and it would be a wonderful event to have. And those that do not celebrate Christmas, sometimes people will celebrate Kwanzaa as something as opposed to the traditional Christmas holiday that many of us celebrate here in the United States.
That's great. Thank you, LaFrancine.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, Becky.
Thank you for tuning in for another Timbuktu interview.